Welcome back into the program. It is Thursday, a major college football weekend upcoming. Lots to talk about on that front as we have multiple top 25 matchups that will be taking place this weekend. But first, I want to lead with something that did not happen, that is not part of on the football field news, but rather off the football field news. It was just under a year ago. It was November 4th, if my memory serves me correctly, 2010, at about 4 o'clock Central Time, that the college football world was turned upside down because then national championship contender Auburn was, it was reported by the New York Times, USA Today, and ESPN that their star quarterback at the time, Cam Newton, was solicited to Mississippi State by his father, Cecil Newton. And of course, it all exploded from there with stories and allegations. We all remember that. Well, yesterday, October the 12th, 2011, it was released by Auburn University. The NCAA has sent Auburn a letter clearing them of any wrongdoing pertaining to the Cam Newton situation, also clearing them of any wrongdoing in the infamous now HBO4, the four players, former Auburn players who went on HBO claiming that they received extra inducements and benefits. It says here on the NCAA's letter to Auburn, regarding Mr. Newton, the enforcement staff and the university conducted over 50 interviews regarding an alleged pay-for-play scenario. Additionally, an extensive number of documents, including but not limited to bank records, personal IRS tax documents, telephone records, and email messages, were obtained and reviewed as part of that inquiry. As reflected in the university's November 30, 2010 self-report, it was determined that a violation of amateurism legislation occurred when Mr. Newton's father and an owner of a scouting service, namely Kenny Rogers, worked together to actively market Mr. Newton for compensation. NCAA bylaw 12.3.3 prohibits individuals or entities from representing prospective student athletes for compensation to a school for an athletics scholarship. It was also determined that Mr. Newton and university representatives were not aware of that activity. Based on the information currently available, the enforcement staff has not substantiated any other violations involving Mr. Newton. Should the enforcement staff become aware of additional information, blah, blah, blah. It also talks about Raven Gray. It says Raven Gray appeared on HBO's Real Sports Dirty Money and alleged that he had previously received impermissible benefits and inducements and extra benefits. The enforcement staff and the university conducted multiple interviews, including those of Mr. Gray, Mr. Gray's family, and others. Ultimately, Mr. Gray's allegations were not substantiated and in some instances disputed by others. At this time, and based on the available information, the enforcement staff does not have sufficient evidence to conclude that any violations occurred surrounding Mr. Gray. Regarding Mr. McGlover, Mr. Ramsey, and Mr. Reddick, remember Stanley McGlover and the others also went on there, those individuals also appeared in Dirty Money and alleged that they had received impermissible inducements and extra benefits. Unfortunately, even though the enforcement staff made several attempts to interview those individuals, they refused to cooperate. Therefore, allegations made during the HBO show have not been substantiated. At this time, based on their lack of cooperation and lack of any other information involving Mr. McGlover, Mr. Ramsey, or Mr. Reddick, the enforcement staff does not have sufficient basis to conclude that any violations involved them. And, of course, that uses the clause also that should the enforcement staff become aware of any additional information. But I got news for people, and this includes Auburn people. The enforcement staff is not going to find any other. I can't see a scenario where the enforcement staff finds anything else relating to Cam Newton or these other guys. This is a complete vindication for Auburn, in my opinion. I know that there are going to be fans from other schools around the nation who are still a little bit skeptical about this. I know there are going to be plenty of Alabama fans saying that Auburn is their national championship is tainted, and Cam Newton's Heisman is tainted for whatever reason. They can say that if they want. That's their prerogative. But I am standing here today with the small platform that I have, saying that Auburn won the national championship in 2010, and everyone else needs to get over it. Auburn is the national champion. Cam Newton is the Heisman winner. They were the best team with the best player on the field last year, 14-0 in the SEC, the toughest conference in football, and they won the national championship. And the NCAA is saying yesterday, well, actually, it was dated October 11th, so 2 days ago, I guess, on Tuesday, that Auburn is in the clear as far as they're concerned. And folks, this is college football's governing body. This is not some newspaper. This is not a TV station. This is not any other national publication. This is the NCAA, and when the NCAA speaks, it is law. Whether you like it or not, whether you think the NCAA is an upstanding organization or not, that really doesn't matter. The NCAA controls college athletics, and they have come out and said that Auburn is not guilty of the allegations that were thrown at them by every angle you could think of last year and this year. It just continued to pile up on the Tigers and their program, and now the NCAA said they're in the clear. So good for Auburn. And if I were Auburn fans, I mean, I wouldn't celebrate like you've won it again, because Auburn fans have maintained from the beginning that they were innocent from the start. So, but if Alabama fans or fans of any other school want to question whether or not the title is legitimate, well, you have the letter from Miss Jackie Thurns, the Associate Director of Enforcement at the NCAA, mailed to Jay Jacobs, saying that Auburn is indeed in the clear. And good for Auburn. They won the national championship. I don't know why this is going to be so difficult to get over, but a lot of people are going to... And let me back up. I do know why. Of course, Cam Newton's services were shopped to Mississippi State, and everybody believes that he could not have gone to Mississippi State from Mississippi State, having been solicited there to Auburn, without having something else offered in return. And he had to have he had to have been compensated somehow. It just can't happen that way. And, you know, common sense may tell you that, but I'm standing here telling you, prove it. Tell me how he got extra benefits to go to Auburn, and that's where everybody stops, because it simply can't happen. There is no proof of it, and will there ever be proof of it? Highly doubtful, in my opinion, that there ever will be. And I think that Cam Newton and Auburn won the national championship last year. Gus Malzahn's offensive schemes led by Cam Newton, and that's the way it is, and that's the way the records are going to show it in all likelihood. I can't see a scenario where this is overturned now, and so here it is, official from the NCAA, Auburn cleared of any wrongdoing, despite Danny Sheridan, the Mobile quote-unquote odds maker. Well, he doesn't want to be called an odds maker. He's a sports analyst for USA Today. Despite his attempts to go on national radio and say that there is a bag man, despite Scott Moore. By the way, where are the tapes? Where are the tapes? John Bond, remember John Bond, Bill Bell, Mississippi State? Where are the tapes? Where's Scott Moore at this point in time? Nobody knows. Also, you heard a lot about the witness or the source for Joe Shad. Joe Shad's source, Mississippi State, who said it was a recruiter, remember, for Mississippi State, that said Cam Newton said the money was too much. And that's widely believed that was Megan Mullen or Dan Mullen. What's going on at the Mullen household this evening? What they're doing now? Are they going to go on the Scott Moore show next and say something else? What about Urban Meyer thinks about this? Urban Meyer, a lot of people thought Urban was behind this in a way. Now, I think that may have been a little far-fetched as far as I don't think there's any doubt that Urban thought that there was something nefarious taking place here. Maybe he wanted to get it out, and maybe he used some of his connections in the media to do that. I don't know. But it's interesting. All this has come to a head now, and Auburn and Cam Newton is vindicated. Now, it really didn't matter to Cam Newton. I mean, Cam Newton is the most electric rookie in the NFL, top overall draft pick, and he's doing a sensational job with a really pathetic Carolina Panthers football team. So he really wasn't sitting on pins and needles, I don't think, waiting to hear this. But a lot of Auburn fans who have been talked down to and run through the mud about this the last year or so, have been waiting on this day, have been waiting on the NCAA to say that they are in the clear so they can now say to the Alabama fans, here it is. Here's the proof. What can you say now? And I'm sure Alabama fans are probably incredulous, saying that it is still tainted. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And I think Auburn fans need to get over it and move on and celebrate their national championship. And I would advise Alabama fans to do the same thing, those Alabama fans who think that this could not have possibly ended this way. Well, it did. It did end this way. And Auburn is in the clear. And I think they're going to stay in the clear. So you need to get over it and move on with life. But Auburn plays Florida this weekend in Jordan-Hare Stadium. That game, by the way, is on ESPN at 6 o'clock. Should be an interesting matchup. The timing for this announcement couldn't have come at a better point in the season for Auburn. I believe, what I'm told is correct, they are hosting their biggest recruiting weekend on the Plains this coming up weekend when they play Florida. And I just think, you know, you have this come out at this point because every other school in the conference, whether it's LSU or any school that's got smart coaches, is going to be using the fact that Auburn was under NCAA investigation against them. And I think that's part of the reason why Gene Chizik raised his hand at that SEC spring meeting in Destin and was very passionate about asking Julie Rolash, who works for the NCAA, is on the enforcement staff at the NCAA. I think that was one of the reasons why he's very passionate about asking her why this is not resolved and how long is it going to take to resolve this, because he's got recruits to try to persuade, and it's very difficult to do that when you have South Carolina, Alabama, Arkansas, LSU, Mississippi State, all of your foes saying, well, you don't want to go to Auburn. They're under investigation. Now, if Auburn's got one of the biggest recruiting weekends of the year coming up, this weekend against Florida, they can say, well, we're in the clear. Come down here. All those other schools, they wanted to pin us down. Well, the NCAA apparently had other ideas, and we are in the clear. Just a couple of notes on the Newton thing. Again, Cecil Newton was found by the NCAA before people start sending me and deluding me with emails. Cecil Newton was found by the NCAA to have solicited money from Mississippi State. We all know that. The issue is that was found by the NCAA that Cam Newton and the representatives of Auburn were unaware that Cecil Newton had done that at Mississippi State, and nothing else happened as far as payment from Mississippi State or payment from Auburn or solicitation to Auburn that the NCAA found in their investigation. And they interviewed here over 50. I saw one tweet over 80 people. I don't know what the exact number is, but they did a fairly extensive amount of investigation and they found nothing. They absolutely found nothing. I think this just concludes the matter. In my opinion, it concludes the matter. Now, I know it is not going to conclude the matter in this state. The volatility will continue. Alabama and Auburn will meet on the field in a month and a half, and the Iron Bowl will live on. But as far as the Cam Newton chapter, Cam Newton was not declared ineligible by the NCAA, and it was just found by the NCAA that he was clear of all violations, and all violations surrounding him. The only thing that he was found guilty of was Cecil Newton soliciting money from Mississippi State. Now, the only punishment Auburn received over this was, of course, Cecil Newton being banned from the championship game in Glendale. Some had questions about whether Cecil Newton showed up at the end and all that. I just think that's splitting hairs. So what if he did? Auburn had just won the national championship. His son was MVP of the game there. So big deal. Get over it. I think a lot of people wanted to put this as a Reggie Bush situation. But in the Reggie Bush case, you had Lloyd Lake. You had the proof there, and an outstanding job done by Charles Robinson and the Yahoo Sports investigative staff, which is second to none, by the way. And in this case, you had none of that. You had no proof. The only thing that pertained to this case that was out there was the fact that Cecil Newton solicited money from Mississippi State, and everybody and their brother, who wasn't an Auburn fan, wanted to say that, well, if Cecil Newton solicited money from Mississippi State, well, by George, they had to solicit money from Auburn, and you know they were paid for money for Auburn, and don't give me this line about that, it didn't happen. And okay, I get that, and sure, common sense wants to tell you that, and in a perfect world, things like that don't just happen, of course. We all know that, but it was never proven, and you can't do anything without proof. Do I believe that Cam Newton was paid by Auburn? How could I ever say that? Have no proof to say he was. Of course, there's the overhanging fact that he was solicited to Mississippi State, but that doesn't prove anything. So how can I say that Cam Newton was paid by Auburn, and how can the NCAA say it? How can they say it? And if they've interviewed over 50 people, what do they want to do? Keep the investigation open for 5 years? If they just think that they've exhausted all of their efforts and it's all been complete and they just couldn't do anything else, then the best thing for them to do is move on with life. Because as I know, they have trouble at Ohio State right now. They have big trouble at Miami sorting through all of that disaster and several other schools that are on the docket too. And Auburn was just one lying out there, but there had been nothing else to come to light on Auburn. Pete Thamel hasn't written any articles about the Auburn situation. Charles Robinson hadn't blown the lid off the place. So there's nothing there. There's nothing for the NCAA to keep them in Lee County. And I will say this, on the Bill Bell and John Bond front, Pete Thamel, who broke the story, by the way, about Bill Bell and John Bond and all that, apparently texted John Bond last night to get his reaction to the NCAA clearing Auburn, and this is what John Bond sent in a text apparently to Pete Thamel, quote, "I don't know nor do I care what Auburn did or did not do." Then he went on to say that basically he's focused on what Mississippi State is doing, blah blah blah. Well, my response to Mr. Bond is this: John, apparently you don't care anymore, but there was a time when you did care. What has changed? And I mean, it's a pretty odd time for you to just not care anymore. Why didn't you not care when you started throwing allegations which have been found to be completely baseless, and unless you can produce some kind of tapes or whatever, that these phantom tapes? So why did you start it up to begin with? Now is a pretty odd time to just decide that you don't want to have anything to do with this story, because you do, whether you like it or not, and that's just the way it is. So Auburn is cleared by the NCAA. That is our story of the day. We will talk about the weekend's matchups a little tomorrow, but we're going to go more in depth with this. And we're going to talk to David Sears, as we do every Friday afternoon. And I want to say this about Sears. He's been a big-time critic of the way Auburn has handled this. He's been a big-time critic of Auburn. It's no secret he's an Alabama fan. He has been on the other side of this from the beginning. He has thought Auburn was up to no good, in spite of my sometimes questioning of that back when it happened. Sears will be on tomorrow to talk about this. I don't think you want to miss that, because the NCAA has cleared Auburn, and David Sears for the longest time said Auburn, he believed Auburn was guilty, and I don't remember whether he said they would actually go down or not, but he has definitely been in the camp that believes Auburn was heavily involved with nefarious actions concerning the recruitment of Cam Newton. So you do not want to miss the segment with David Sears tomorrow. But we will continue to follow this story. And as far as I'm concerned, congratulations to Auburn on your national championship. And if you just don't listen to everybody who says that it is tainted, just forget about that and move forward. You got a 4-2 football team that needs your support right now as they play Florida in Auburn Saturday night at 6 o'clock Central Time. So we will continue that. You can keep it here at BunSports.com for the best coverage of college football. Big matchups this weekend, and we will get to all of those as well as we continue into the weekend. Auburn won the 2010 National Championship. That's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be, according to the NCAA, and we'll see you tomorrow.